The work of the panel will be to look at all of overarching questions around water, water access, water availability, because water is life and it's part of basic human rights. So it will be an overall exercise to look at all the issues around water, but more importantly, in the framework of climate change, which is one of the biggest threats to access of water in areas which are already water stressed, but in areas which are going to be prone to the impacts of climate change.
SDG number 6 focuses on ensuring the availability and sustainable management of water and sanitation for all. Currently, more than 2.4 billion people lack proper access to sanitation. How realistic will it be to bridge this gap before 2030?
The panel will have the responsibility of doing advocacy, but also to make recommendation and also concrete actions. And the panel, of course, will have representatives of government, presidents, will work also with many other organizations which are already specialized on water issues. But I think more importantly, it has to cascade down to the grassroots at the level of the countries where these issues will be tackled. What we will also like to get is for countries and regions to share good practices so that we don't have to reinvent the wheel and learn from our past experiences, be it failures or successes, where they can be adapted to other parts of the world. So all these issues will be addressed in the course of these meetings.
Is the privatization of water sources, as seen in many parts of the world, compatible with the goal of ensuring water for all?
Water is life. Water is also part of human rights. So it's down to the responsibility of government and organization to ensure that people have access to not just quantity, but also quality of water. It's an issue which is now being discussed at government level. When it comes to privatization, is it the equity being put in for a better management of water in the light of what we've just discussed on climate change, for example? Because a proper and sound management of water will be the order of the day in the years to come.
How do you make governments accountable when something goes wrong with the water supply?
I think government responsibility is to ensure that people have access to safe water. In areas where there are already water stress, they need to make sure that there is a sufficient amount of water available for people. So government and the appropriate institution, they have this responsibility of ensuring that safe water is made available to the public.